Donna, I need to chat to you very briefly about something that I know you're guilty of, and that is like a bit of procrastination, all right?
Procrastination?
Well, or even just
yeah,
things.
I am guilty of that, because then when you procrastinate, you know, you're under time constraints and then you're under pressure and you do have to do things like the danger clean that we spoke about the other day.
We did.
When someone messaged you saying they're coming to your house, they'll be there in 20 minutes and your house is a bomb site and you have to just like really quickly get everything cleaned up.
But something else that we spoke about before was you said that ironing is a waste of time.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Because there's a whole like, you have to find the iron, you have to clear the ironing board off, then you have to actually turn the iron on, wait it heat up, you have to put water in the iron.
But could you be bothered when there's so many more fun things to do in life?
It could be, or doing a roast dinner, oh, having to actually time everything right and peel the potatoes, the chicken ready.
You don't have to do any of that, you just shove the chicken in the oven for an hour and 20 minutes.
That's not long enough.
Yes it is.
No, it's not.
Yes it is. No, it depends on chicken.
What size chicken is that then? Are you putting in for an hour and 20 minutes?
A 12.
A 12?
12.
A 12, brilliant.
12 kilograms. Or whatever.
Well, listen, I know that doing things is an effort for you. this happened to pop up on my Threads feed, actually, and I'm going to play it to you.
Thinking about the effort instead of the payoff is what's keeping us stuck.
So, thinking about the effort instead of the payoff is keeping you stuck, Una.
And so, to give an example, instead of thinking about the delicious meal that you could be eating, you're thinking about the work required to get up and go to the kitchen, cook the meal, or go out to the restaurant and order and come back home. And so, we end up not doing anything at all.
I think we're all guilty of a lot of things like that. So, thinking about the effort and the amount of work that it takes to do something is putting us off, rather than thinking about the reward at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's like I'm thinking about the effort of having to fork out thousands of euro for gym membership and buy new gym clothes, and then
Why are there thousands of euro for the gym? What gym are you joining, buddy?
That's real fancy. That's what I'm putting off going to, because I don't have the money to go to it.
Thousands of euro for a gym,
and then you've got how to learn how to use the equipment, how to do this and that, instead of thinking the payoff. You know, in 8 weeks' time, it could be like lean, mean Cooper machine. Do you know what I mean?
Don't it? I'm joking.
Jeez.
Do you know what you should do? I've done it, right?
Go on, yeah.
I have actually embraced the Japanese concept of wabi-sabi into my life.
Sorry, you have done what? The what?
I have embraced the Japanese concept of wabi-sabi, and it has helped tremendously. Because you know the way I'm kind of a perfectionist?
No.
Excuse me? I am a perfectionist.
With what?
With everything. Like if you do some...
Tidying.
No, not tidying. But like, for example...
Or your parking.
No, okay, fine.
Or your clothes.
But we'll say if you say something I don't like at the radio and I give out to you afterwards, that's kind of being a perfectionist, right? But since I've introduced wabi-sabi...
That's nothing to do with...
It is. But since I've introduced wabi-sabi, I'm embracing imperfection in other people. And in tasks and projects. Okay, we procrastinate due to the fear of not doing a task perfectly, which is really my problem. And wabi-sabi helps alleviate this anxiety by accepting imperfection. So I accept your imperfections. Wabi-sabi.
Did you Google ingredients with sushi and he came up with... Oh.
No, this is a real deal. Wabi-sabi.
It's wasabi.
Yeah, it's... what?
Wasabi, the spicy
stuff. No, wabi-sabi.
You can't read.
I can read. I can. Google it. See, this is it. I'm embracing your imperfections.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.